You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. I am your host, Fun Strong, new last name. That's right. I am still sticking with it. Y'all thought I was going to quit over the weekend, didn't you? Not. Still sticking with it. Still got that crazy faith. I hope that you got that crazy faith for whatever God has promised you, whatever you are believing God for. I pray that you have crazy faith that it will come to pass. So y'all, check this out. Today, my pillow felt like a cool heavenly cloud. Okay. Like seriously, I got these new pillows. My goodness. You really have to be committed to a lifestyle of prayer when you purchase new pillows. And when you go to bed tired or when you go to bed late, because that pillow can easily paralyze you from getting up to pray. But thanks be to God that I want to talk to him and I want to hear from him. Thanks be to God that I need to talk to him and I need to hear from him. Thanks be to God that I heard him say, go ahead and get on up, fun. You got work to do. So y'all know I got my butt right on up, okay? And this morning as I prayed and had my conversation with the Holy Spirit, he gave me some wisdom through the scriptural Bible study reading in Proverbs 18. This chapter should be called the Watch Your Mouth and Choose Who You Rock With Wisely chapter, okay? That's what I think it should be called. They should just put a heading at the top of Proverbs 18 that say, watch your mouth and choose who you gonna rock with wisely. Okay, that's what this chapter should be called. But let's jump right into it because the Holy Spirit highlighted a whole lot to me. Matter of fact, if you read chapter 18, he highlighted way more than verse 22 to me because I know y'all like, here she goes. She probably finna be talking about verse 22 is her favorite verse because it says that a man that finds a wife finds a good thing. But I'm going to get into the revelation that the Holy Spirit gave me on that in a bit. But let me just tell y'all what stood out for me in Proverbs chapter 18. So here we go. Number one, don't isolate yourself. You got to do life in community, but not just in community with crazy people, with wise counselors. Don't isolate yourself. That's a foolish thing to do. Isolating yourself. Don't do that. Number two, the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The name of the Lord is a strong tower and the righteous run to it and are protected. That means don't delay in running to the Lord to tell him anything. He'll protect you. Run to him and not to anybody or to any substance. Number three, listen before you give an answer. That one's pretty simple. Just listen before you give an answer. That was wisdom for me because sometimes I can overtalk people or I can start trying to answer a person or offer my advice before they even finish telling me what they're telling me. And I had a friend tell me that one time and I was totally not even offended. I felt like, oh my goodness, I didn't even know. I didn't even recognize that I wasn't listening fully before I started trying to provide help. And so you can have good intentions of wanting to help somebody, but first of all, be willing to listen before you give an answer. That's why we have two ears and one mouth. We're supposed to do more listening than we are talking. Number four, being kind can open doors that you might not otherwise be able to walk into. Like, first of all, everybody should know that being nasty, you ain't gonna get nowhere just being nasty, okay? You just not gonna get far in life just being nasty. But being kind can open doors that wouldn't otherwise be open to you. Doors that may have been closed to you, but because of your kindness, those doors were open to you. Number five, always listen to both sides before drawing a conclusion about any matter. Y'all, this is really wise advice right here, because we will allow people to just tell us a thing and we just believe that, versus hearing both sides before we draw a conclusion. We'll just let the media tell us one thing and we like, yeah, yeah. And we just all about whatever they say. We just jump on their bandwagon before we listen to both sides of the matter, because the media has an agenda. You know, most people have an agenda when they tell you their side, because they want you to be on their side, or they are trying to curate your thoughts. They want you to think in a certain direction. But the Bible says in Proverbs 18, always listen to both sides before drawing a conclusion about any matter. Number six, I think it's number six. Watch your mouth. Watch what comes out of your mouth. What the tongue says reflects the heart. That means you really got to be concerned with where the words are coming from that you say, not merely what you are saying. You know what I'm saying? You got to think about, where is this coming from? When you be saying, I'm just saying though, ask yourself, where is that coming from though? Okay, like go a little bit further and not just be, well, I'm just saying, it's just my opinion, I'm just saying. Before you just say, watch your mouth, because what comes out of your mouth reflects what's truly in your heart. So you got to watch your mouth, because some people try to pull back words. You know, they try to roll it back. Oh, no, I didn't mean to say that. You know, we see a lot of that in politics. Oh, no, that's not what I meant to say. No, that's what you meant to say. You just didn't mean for certain people to hear it. So you got to watch your mouth and watch what your tongue say. Your tongue reflects your heart. But see, a heart filled, this is number seven, a heart filled with love for God and people will be reflected and how we talk to one another. See, that's wisdom right there. And we need that today, because we be talking to each other crazy. And it does take the love of God, you know, to not snap back or clap back on people when they do talk to you crazy. But it says a heart filled with love for God and for people will be reflected in how we talk to one another. Number eight, choose your friends wisely. Everybody should not have the title of friend. Okay, that's what the Bible says. The Bible said too many friends can end up being very harmful to you. So choose your friends wisely. Don't call everybody a friend, because everybody ain't your friend. And I think we know that, but we just use the term loosely. And I think by using the term loosely, it causes us to be a little loose with who we call friend. And then those people can start speaking into us and saying things. And because we've loosely called them friends, they can get a little loose in how they treat us or how we treat them. Don't, everybody is not your friend. Everybody should not have the title of friend. And you might be like, I don't care about titles and I just say everybody my friend. Stop saying that. Everybody ain't your friend. You got to be careful who you call friend. Okay. And finally, when a kingdom man finds a kingdom wife, y'all knew I was getting that verse. Matter of fact, the one I just said about the friends, that actually came after this verse, but I wanted to make this verse last simply because this is Proverbs 18:22. Because y'all already know how I feel about this whole marriage and kingdom wife and kingdom husband type of stuff. But it says, when a kingdom man finds a kingdom woman for a wife, he obtains favor from the Lord. God gave Eve to Adam as a helper, a complement. God promised Adam that he would make a helper corresponding to him. So I looked up the word corresponding, and it means identical in all essentials and in all respects. It means same. It means matching, equivalent, similar, comparable, alike. Proverbs 18:22 says, a man who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. And this verse corresponds with Genesis 2:18. Now let's check out what Genesis 2:18 says. It says, then the Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper corresponding to him. God promised Adam that he would make him a helper corresponding to him. Two words that really stood out to me in that, promised and corresponding. I'd heard this verse before, that a man who finds a wife found a good thing. There's actually a really, really dope song out there by Isaac Carey that says, I can't remember, It's called Her. The song is called Her, but he jamming on this song. But anyway, what stood out to me is that God promised Adam that he would make him a helper. And we know that God is a promise keeper. And then he said she would correspond to him. That means she would match him. And it got me to thinking about the narrative that we have attached ourselves to about opposites attracting. Well, y'all, that's a lie from the devil, because the Bible says that God fashioned Eve from Adam. That means she was made from him. That means they were equivalent, similar, comparable, alike. So why are we out here marrying folks who ain't nothing like us and telling ourselves that opposites attract? And see, that leads to people being unequally yoked, which means they cannot perform the task set before them. That's what unequally yoked really means. They can't perform the task set before them. Now, if God made Eve to help or complement Adam, then he made them equal to one another. He made Eve to add to what Adam was lacking. But she was able to add. That's the key. She was able to add. Like when he presented her, she was already able to add. That's why we need to be whole beings when we go into relationships with people. You need to already be able to add. And when Eve was presented to Adam, Adam was already established. He already had a job. He already, you know what I'm saying? Adam was already established. And Eve was made to help him. You can't help nobody if they ain't got nothing going on. You know what I'm saying? But we out here in these streets, y'all. First of all, saying stuff like opposites attract and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But being unequally yoked, we can't be out here unequally yoked, which means you're not able to perform the task set before you. When God put two people together, he has them put together for his purpose. And if you find yourself with somebody that doesn't, you know, correspond with you, that they not even like you in work ethic, they not even like you in, you know, on spiritual matters, like y'all not even nothing alike, but y'all trying to forge or force a relationship that ain't doing nothing but taking away and subtracting. Eve added. She was able to add to Adam. She was able to compliment him. See, it all seems well and good in the beginning when we out here dating folks and, of course, not having sex to cloud your brain, because all sex does is just cloud your brain. You think y'all compliment each other so well, but only thing y'all did was, you know, compliment each other in between the sheets. That's not what happened. That's not how God created this whole thing. You're not supposed to do that. You compliment each other in between the sheets after you get married. So before that, you got to make sure this person ain't taking from you. They ain't subtracting from you. They ain't dragging you down, right? And you can immediately begin to tell if the person corresponds with you. I mean, most times we can see this from the door. Like after one good conversation, you can tell if a person corresponds with you, if they like you, if they're similar to you. You can tell that. And I know a lot of people present their representatives at the door. You know what I'm saying? We meet the representative. We don't meet the real person. Why? Because the person feel like they got a fake with you from the door. That's a red flag. But you don't know that they're faking because you just met them. But the point is, if you come to find out that you met their representative from the door, that's a flag to let you know, hold up now. Why did they feel like they had to present themselves, you know, in this phony way to just meet me? What's that about? Right? What is that even about? But like I said, even if you make it past the first stage, you can tell when a person ain't like you and you ain't like them. There are these moments of awkwardness. I mean, it's just not a natural flow at all. But see, we'll force that thing, won't we? Won't we force it, y'all? Come on. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. We will force that thing, especially if that person look good. If they fine, if they look good, we will force it. We will be like, we so compatible. We be making up stuff. Oh, we so in sync. I was about to call you and you call me. We just make up stupid stuff just to say we compatible. Y'all know I could go on and on about this topic, but I will put a pin in it for now. But just know, I plan to come back to this at some point, maybe even on a different podcast. But y'all, today, as I wrap up, listen, Proverbs has provided us with so much wisdom on who we can run to, the Lord, why we need to watch our mouth, and why everybody can't be our friend. But most of all, Holy Spirit showed me that if I don't correspond with the dude, then I ain't the helper who God promised him. Okay. Men, listen, men, you got to ask God, is this the helper you promised me, God? Because he done already told us in his word that he fashions your wife for you. She was made to help you and complement your purpose. If she don't do that, that ain't who God fashioned for you. She might be fashionable, but she ain't fashioned for you. All right, y'all, that's the wrap up for today's episode. Listen, I told you I could have went on and on and on. When it comes to relationships, it's just, I don't know. I'm passionate about relationships, and I always have been. So like I said, y'all picked up on that little clue that I just threw out there that, hey, maybe it'll be on a different podcast. But today we talking about Proverbs and how the Holy Spirit talked to me through studying the 18th chapter of Proverbs. So here are your assignment questions for today before I go. Number one, what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? And number two, what did God reveal to you in Proverbs 18? Leave me a message on the podcast. Go to anchor.fm, click on Assignment by God, or you can go to onassignmentbygod.com, go down to the assignment section, and then click on message. Leave me a message on the podcast, and make sure if you head over to onassignmentbygod.com that you subscribe so that this podcast and the blog all in one will come to your inbox every day by 10 a.m. Central. Isn't that cool? Like, you don't even have to go looking for me. I'ma come to you, okay? And then number three, share this post, share this message with someone who needs to hear it. All right, y'all keep reading. Tomorrow we're in Proverbs chapter 19, and I can't wait to share what God said to me in our conversation with you on tomorrow. Talk to you then.